Yeah. Ha ha. It's cracking. Yeah. Ha ha. I'ma bring the flame. Young D, you know me. I'ma do my thing. Yeah.
What's going on, world? This is Young D, and you are turned into Cup CNN Radio, my show that I got cracking off with my homie A. Well, I'm going to get you tight with all my homeboys, all my people, man, and try steering through this game. So check it out, man. Today, we got the big homie on the show, DJ motherfucking Ski. Get out your pens, get papers, get focused. If you up and coming in this game and you want to know how to make it happen, dog is coming to you right the fuck now. What's up, Eddie?
Not much. I'm really stoked to have Ski on the show today. He's going to drop a lot of knowledge for all the people out there.
He really told me, man, right off the top that he was really looking forward to doing this kind of interview, and especially for Dub CNN, because there's a lot of artists that are coming up in the game, because like I be telling people, anybody could be me. You know, anybody could be sitting in my shoes. You can't be me, but you know what I'm saying? You could be in the position that I'm in. And Ski's going to give people pointers on how to get there, man, and that's what got him excited about doing this whole thing. So this is a beautiful thing to have him on the show and ready to, you know, sit down and have a session, man. Class is a session today.
Yeah.
Focus, man, because it's going down. Young D, Audio Hustlers, Volume 1, the mixtape is coming. Hosted by my big homie DJ Ski. Be real, correct, and the miser, motherfuckers. Get focused.
Yeah, guys, this is a great opportunity for all you up-and-coming artists to listen to what Ski's got to say. He's got a lot of shit to share with you. We're going to be playing your pick of the week from all the WCNN readers off the WCC.com forum. If you want to request a song, just sign up to the forum and post up in the thread, and we'll take requests. We're actually going to get into one right now. This is an up-and-coming Latino MC by the name of Pesos, and the song's called IE. And our forum members requested the track, and I'm really glad they did because I didn't even get a chance to check out the song. But it's a tight-ass track, and I'm glad we're going to play it today. Shouts out to Fat Dodger, 909 Drifter. Hey, we remember you from before, 909 Drifter. What's going on? And Super Duper Fly Kid for requesting that one. So let's get into it. This is Pesos with IE.
Man, in the West, we got them Lolos and they hopping on the ground. Bloods, Crips, essays, and they cocking on the pound. Trying to get you high like the top of a palm tree, where you see outline on the bottom of concrete. The place where cops harassing the black and the brown. The place where Ronald Reagan planted crack in the ground. Down here we flip off the cops, we mocking the law. White tea and jewelry at the swap meet, we don't shop at the mall. We copping it all. Mexican mommies, they like to suck a duck. But if you do them dirty, that Cholo brothers will fuck you up. The West Side, where every cop wanna fight. So much traffic, you probably be best if you hop on a bike. Blacks and Latino united, who's stopping that fight? Long homie, get robbed for the ice. Like Debo, you, them, and we know that if you mess with the homies in the IE, they'll let the heat blow. The home of the swap meet, sticky green in the palm trees. The home of the Lolos, thugs and bar-headed cholos, oh no. Where the cops bucking the heat in the summer, it's more than 100 degrees. It's where I stay, so don't come around here, buddy, okay? Peso, I know I ain't the king of the West, but every little nigga know that I'm spitting the best. Ripping the tech, you end up with a clip in the neck. Chronic in my sack, homie, fuck hitting his dress. Yeah. And ain't nobody stopping the click. I'm like a fly, why? Cause I stay on top of my shit. You ain't rocking them kicks, you ain't flossing them chips. You not busting them hoes, they don't hop on your dick. So you faggots can't roll with us. You a fruit, so I get the banana clipping and bust you in the coconut. Looking like they spill strawberries on your clothes and stuff. Who wanna smoke with us and get blown till we lean like a cholo does? Eyes all swollen up, nigga. It's the IE faggot. Go ahead and try me, faggot. Roman number 4. I'ma put you on the IV, maggot. The home of the swap meet, sticky green in the palm trees. The home of the Lolos, thugs and bald-headed cholos, oh no. Where the cops bucking the heat in the summer, it's more than 100 degrees. It's where I stay, so don't come around here, buddy, okay?
I hear you.
All right, everybody, we've got our special guest in the building. We've got DJ Ski on coming up with Young D. What's going on, Ski?
Yeah, man, just in this California rain right now, man. What's wrong with the weather out here?
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Man, you know, what's going on with you, though,
Doc? Not much. We're just hanging out. Okay, so we're going to bring you on the show to give the people some knowledge. We thought that would be the best way. So I think people want to know this. Tell us about, like, the role that you play in these street albums. Because, like, a lot of people think you might be just scratching, mixing, doing that type of stuff. But we all know that your role is a lot more significant than that.
Yeah, I mean the role of just DJ, DJs in general, too, not just myself, it has really gone from, you know, I'm trying to be, you know, at the forefront of it, from not just being playing music and mixing and scratching, but to really becoming almost like A&R figures, you know, A&R to the streets, where you're there creatively helping build the record, putting together the whole formula, and then dealing with, you know, the whole launch campaign and everything from what record you're going to kind of leak out, what's going to be almost like the single for the mixtape, how to really put it together, and how to maximize the exposure value and really, really get it out there, as well as putting together, you know, the great product and doing, you know, all the mixing, scratching, and just presenting it so it flows right. Because you can listen to an album, and if it's mixed wrong, it can just give you know what I mean? If the wrong songs come in first, people won't listen to it. So you got to really be careful on how you put it together, because if you can kind of go back and resequence it, it can sound totally different, you know what I mean? And it's all about the presentation. So the DJs are really like, now, you know, like almost how my thing starts off with the DJ Ski presentation. It's really like a presentation, for real.
Let me interject right there real quick, mate. Yo, before you go any further, Ski, we got to let these up-and-coming artists that are listening to this, they need to know that they need to get out their pants and pads right now, because this knowledge right here, you understand, this is worth money. What he's giving
to
right now. This dude should be getting a paycheck for this game, and he's dropping on you right now.
Also, too, speaking of that, too, yeah, like DJs, you know, especially, you go up in the game, you build your distribution and your network. So it's really the advertiser for an artist, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like I have my core fan base, and I'm supposed to, like, Young D, too, or whoever that I work with, too, you know what I mean? That I always do. So the bigger the DJ's audience and stuff, you know, I'm blessed to have a big one, too. But my radio presence was serious with Jeff Steven on the podcast, with Howl 106 out here, as well as, you know, the online stuff that we have going on. So you know, everybody wins.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. So what is it about a certain artist that you see in them that would inspire you to, like, say, hey, I'm going to take this guy under my wing. I'm going to make him, like, one of my guys. Is there something, like, some sort of spark you see in somebody?
Honestly, it's a couple of things. I mean, first off, it's a vibe. You guys got to get along together. Like, I've been around some of the most talented artists in the world, but if you can't really work with them, you can't do business with somebody because their talent is the only thing you get out of their chemistry. So then from there, obviously, you know, the music. You know, I try to find myself not putting out 20 million mixtapes, because I want to do each one I do, make it right so people can catch up. You know, I'm really about quality over quantity with my brand. And it's itself, so it's got to be the music. We just got to click. And it kind of makes sense, too, you know, especially the game right now, especially hip-hop. And music in general is just, you know, seems to be kind of, you know, at a stalemate stage where it's real boring. So I'm trying to just do projects like, you know, like even when we did the Jay-Z stuff, just creative stuff or Disney, you know, just a good quality material, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I'm going to have to ask you this, and D trying to stay humble right here, but what did you see in Young D that made you want to work with him?
Man, he's just got that drive. You know, he's really out there. It happens beyond. I mean, his rapping, you know, ability, he can really write songs and do all that stuff. But there's a lot of good rappers out there. There's a lot of people that can flow, blah, blah, blah. But he has that drive in him. And as, you know, he's really, you know, coming out here from Philly and getting with, you know, Karam, working with Be Real, you know, these are some of the legends, especially on the West Coast. Like, you know, I listened to Corrupt when I was coming up. You know, like, Muggs is, you know, a good friend of mine. D's is my dude, and, you know, like just the knowledge they give. So, you know, he's worked to get all of us three to come together on this project, and it made sense, and it turned out great. So, I mean, he just has it in him, you know?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you, Skeet. Thank you, man.
was a great project, man, today. The music was there, so it came out special, man. I think everybody's going to enjoy it.
All right, so you first met D when you were at the temple with Be Real, and we're going to play the track Audio Hustler that the two of them have leaked out. So we're going to get into the record right now.
Yeah.
Well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
I'm on the block, well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
I'm from the ghetto, the gutter, the hood blocks. I'm a headbangers, and I ain't talking about Woodstock. Where anything you would want, it's readily available. Whether pre-owned or repo, this resellable. And cops keep a closer watch than a telescope. Cause I'm moving music out the spot like I'm selling dope. And what you jealous for? Cause I'm shining like 1,000 watts and you just not grinding right. Don't be mad when you see me in my white tee, fitted low black shades and some throwback J's. In the streets getting paid over beats, spitting flames overseas. Hitting stage, going hard every day.
I'm on the block, well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
I'm on the block, well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
Streets talk, and so does my Glock, and what it says that I'm running the block. And if you walk down the wrong way, a song plays, like it or not. You got a long way to go, trying to take my spot. We shine brighter than the gleam on your chain, trying to seep in your brain. You fucking with me, and you know it's in vain. We make it hotter than the rays of the sun, trying to find an oasis. I can tell by the look on your faces. B and Young D on an audio hustle, we crush you and roll you up in the Dutch and pass you from LA to Philly. We really bringing it silly. My mic is the 9 million. If you coming to kill me, I'm quicker than Billy. You feel me? And I mean it's silly. Homie, walk away, I know you ain't thinking so clearly. Got the keys to the city, and we locking you out. You try breaking in, we gonna put the Glock in your mouth. Go on.
I'm on the block, well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
I'm on the block, well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
Ever since I met Be Real, shit done got worse. Haters so mad that they ain't even got words. They hear I got work, the whole block go berserk. My next tail chirp, who got the best deal first? We cheddar get us, forever better spitters. We split us, so you're never gonna wanna fuck with us. Plus I hustle to the 9th degree. Insomniac gone on that cognac, no time for sleep. Every verse is an ounce, a song is a quarter. An album's a pound, but a play your order, but the price goes up, cause your boy blowing up. They see when I roll up, yeah, they all know what's up.
I'm on the block, well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
I'm on the block, well, you just a customer. It don't stop, I'm an audio hustler.
Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder. Yeah, yeah, you hustle hard, but we hustle harder.
Everybody, we're back. That was Young D and Be Real with Audio Hustler. We're here with our special guest, DJ Ski. So, Ski, I want to know this. Tell us about how you first got started out in the music industry.
Man, I got started off, I was born in New York, but I lived everywhere growing up, and I was in Minnesota, and I started off on radio out in Minneapolis when I was like 16 years old, and I was doing mixtapes like in my high school and all that. And in the summers, I spent my time actually out in New York City. I kind of got under the wing of Stretch Armstrong. I came up with him, and he linked me with Steve Rifkin, who was the CEO of Loud Records. Long story short, I just connected with Steve, meshed with him. You know, I just brought some ideas to the table, and he moved me out to L.A. when I was like 17 years old to work for him. So I was there towards the end of the Loud days. we did the whole transition when we didn't have a label and launched SRC with him when we did that. And the first two artists that I really worked over there that I had under my wing were, the first one was actually Akon, and the second one was David Banner, even though Akon came out later. We actually had Akon signed first, so I did both of those projects. You know, those are still two of my closest friends, you know, out there. And, you know, from on the DJ side, you know, worked with a lot of the cats out here, everyone from, you know, everybody knows all the stuff I've done with Game and the history that we made, you know, with 300 bars and stuff like that. So, man, and also, you know, besides just the DJ side and, you know, label side, you know, Steve also really taught me the whole marketing game. So I ended up running his marketing company for a couple of years before I branched out and started my own. And, you know, he actually owns the trademark, the word Street Team and that whole concept. So, I've got a lot of knowledge just from being under his wing and, you know, rolling with him and just seeing how the whole game works from, you know, a top level executive to Isle of Mike Steve. You know, he's one of those dudes that really brought me in. And then, you know, the DJ side, everybody really knew about me once I did like 300 bars. And, you know, after that, all the stuff I did with, you know, Snoop and everyone else out here. So that's kind of how I started off.
Pretty crazy.
That sounds like more of a start to me, nigga. That sounds like running shit. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, something I did on my spare time, motherfucker. That's it, man. You know what I mean? And that's, for me, that's inspirational, really, just to hear that kind of thing. And just to know that you know, that came from creative thinking and just coming up with ideas, you know, and having an ear for the game. Because to have your ear listen to Akon and listen to David Banner before they broke, and to see these dudes go to, like, household names in the hip-hop world, it's like, you know how to pick them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to. It's just about, you know, I'm blessed to have had the right people around, like with Steve showing me the game. And, you know, I really just, you know, a lot of it's listening and walking before you run. You know, you can't just come out, like, you know, be the biggest thing in the world, dude. Like, it's taken me over, you know, in the business alone, over 8 years to get to where I'm at right now. And, you know, I'm still, you know, I have a way to go, I think, in my mind. But, you know, like it's just, you know, about making the right choices, not being greedy, and just learning. Like, I learned more from just being around Steve than, you know, going to college or getting paid, doing whatever else I could. You know, that knowledge was priceless.
Yeah, but he's definitely doing it. So we were talking about marketing earlier, and I was interested in what advice would you give to people that want to market themselves? Because I think everyone knows the DJ Ski name.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, don't, like, get out there and start off, like for artists and stuff or whatever it is, like, start over in your neighborhood, then your little hood, then your city, then, you know, your state, and then your country, and then internationally. Like, don't try to grow too fast and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put out this thing, it'll be the biggest shit in the world. But, you know, you got to have that whole backing, you know what I mean, where you blow up, you know, do what you do, and from there, you always have that foundation, you know? Without that foundation, that's where, like, the one-hit wonders come from. Go up overnight, but see what you really have to stand on after everything. Whereas if you really, you know, proceed and grow locally, everything will come, you know? Like, artists always ask me, like, yo, how do we do a mixtape? It's like, yo, let me come to you when the time is right. Like, you're not ready yet, and your buzz isn't there. And just by me putting my name on it, like, yeah, you'll be heard by all these people, but it doesn't mean that you're going to be instantly, you know, famous or a star tonight. Like, you got to build that stuff up. I can help. I can give you that puzzle, but it's just going to all come in due time.
That's definitely true. One of the clients you work with a lot is Omar Cruz, and I know you just premiered the gangsta music track with the Game last night on your show, The Takeover. We're going to talk about The Takeover a little more later, but tell us about what it's like to break a record.
It's a great feeling, man. I've really built my brand. I'm being one of the foremost people in the world to break music from everything, from obviously the Game and Snoop to, you know, the Akons. And, you know, Omar Cruz is a great example of another guy on the West Coast coming up. You know, I've been working with him closely. I was actually introduced by him from a man, Cartoon, in the Stevon. And they told me that they were working with his new artist. And, you know, I got up with him, with Omar and Lulu. And, you know, we just clicked and, you know, been riding out everything. And really, you know, trying to help them. They actually did that record a while ago, so I was holding off. And he decided to, you know, we were trying to let it go. Last night, it was done. So, you know, I hope that blows up. I think Omar's going to have a good year.
He's going to have a huge year. All right, we're going to get into the new Omar Cruz single right now. It's Gangsta Music featuring The Game. Big shout out to Omar Cruz, Lulu, Rome, and the rest of the BYI staff. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the West Coast, motherfucker. Palm trees and palm bitches. You have no fucking idea, man. Come fuck with a rider. Yeah. The West Coast Messiah named O. Cruz. Riding with them chrome tools, ball headed all fool. The land kid bringing LA back. Bringing Gully back. Homie, the streets is back. And I'ma take a little pressure off game. If he's the face, I'm the voice of LA. Cause ever since I came, the whole West Side ain't been the same. Even Snoop Dogg saying my name. Let me spell it out. O-M-A-R. Cruz, motherfucker, I'm a shooting star. Cause I shoot these balls like I'm shooting cars. On the 4-5 freeway, cut me off, I dare you. I'm from the land of the pull up and spray. Where they pull up and say, where you from, S.A.? Yeah, only the sickest of my vocals get laid. And if it ain't the good doctor, must be cool and Drake.
Give me a 6-4 and some hydro. Watch the low jump around.
Homie, what's that sound?
It ain't nothing but that gangsta music. It ain't nothing but that gangsta music.
Yeah.
Let the top down, homie, pop the trunk. Let the speakers go boom. The whole world know that sound. Cause it ain't nothing but that gangsta music. It ain't nothing but that gangsta music.
Yeah. I spit for everyday hustlers. 9-to-5ers juggling green and white. Just to make them things right. Customers fiend tonight. The ghetto bird flies above us. Heard a couple shots. Just another day on my LA block. Police harassed me cause my Cadillac's blasting. Nothing in my stash. Had the 4-4 hidden in the back. They couldn't find a damn thing. Nothing on me. So it's always been and still is. Motherfuck the police. That's how we living. I just spit it how I see it. For every blood they killing another Crip. Deleted another homie. You're seeing consecutive life sentences. Even if they breathing, ain't no sunshine. Believe it. I keep it hood cause I gotsta. Whole style is mobster. Easily I destroy your whole roster. Try and stop it. These land kings on the rise. Any questions? That's my Smith & Wesson. This BYI.
Give me a 6-4 and some hydro. Watch the low jump around.
Homie, what's that sound?
It ain't nothing but that gangsta music. It ain't nothing but that gangsta music.
Yeah.
Let the top down, homie, pop the trunk. Let the speakers go
boom.
The whole world know that sound. Cause it ain't nothing but that gangsta music. It ain't nothing but that gangsta music.
Yeah. It's like a new change of armor. The God is up for the slaughter. We riders riding the storm when it's flooding, walking on water. You wildin', homie, we body you. Rolling up on the side of you. Never knew we was there, homie, surprise on you. Cause on the West Side, we ain't got a test drive. 6-4 at the shop, roll the 6:45. All the double R, all suede headline. Don't fuck with dimes no more, strictly 25s. That's under 25, we roll on 25-inch chrome rims, hollow tips in my 25. Baby, wanna ride, one day, 20 times. She and a friend saying, Omar, you a nasty guy. I know this mind, just another day in the life. Bullets, bras, beats, and plenty dollar signs. Cause if it don't make sense, then it's a waste of time. Old Cruz, cut the check, bitch, this is BYI.
Give me a 6-4 and some hydro, watch the low jump around.
Homie, what's that sound?
It ain't nothing but that gangsta music. It ain't nothing but that gangsta music.
Yeah.
Let the top down, homie, pop the trunk, let the speakers go
boom.
The whole world know that sound, cause it ain't nothing but that gangsta music. It ain't nothing but that gangsta music.
Yeah.
Got two words for the curse, for the world. Omar Cruz. Yeah. Black and brown pride equals The Game in OC. We don't need you, cause we got us. West Coast.
My question to you is, how does, you know, really, like, you get to the level where you can, you know, convince a top, you know, radio station like Power 106 to give you a show where you can play whatever the fuck you want to play? You know what I'm saying? Like, how was that meeting? How was that meeting when you came with that idea, when you sat up there and said, you know, I want you to give me the airtime and don't ask me no questions. So I'm going to play whatever I want to play.
Man,
they said, okay, that's a go. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know how radio stations are with, you know what I mean? You're going to play this at 12:15, you're going to play it again at 12:45, and again at 1:15. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the power deal, just speaking of that, that actually took a long time to do. I connected with my man Reflex. We just hit it off instantly, partnered up on some stuff. And with radio, you know, going into that radio at the end of the day is a business. And radio is all based off of familiarity. It's about catering to an audience and about making money. Radio stations are in it, they'll make money, which is natural because they're a business. So when they make money, it's by having listeners. Listeners listen to stuff that they're familiar with. When they turn on the radio station and they hear something they don't know, they're likely going to turn. So it's tough to break in. You got to remember that's the core of a radio station's business, as a core. So, but we came to them and said, you know, like, I just want to do one show a week where we have the freedom to play, you know, what we want, be able to break all these artists, but put it in a format where it's not just like, because we could just sit there and play new artists and new music all day, but at the end of the day, nobody's really gonna sit there and listen to that, and we're gonna, you know, we're only gonna hit the select core. So we came up with a whole, you know, plan where we can break, you know, these major artists and play good music that's not being played in a specific time slot where, you know, we're not taken away from, you know, like, we're not gonna be on, like, obviously in the morning show during drive time just because that's not our audience. So we came in just really built with them and fleshed out a plan where we're just gonna play good music and not just play it because it's new or exclusive, you know, because it's new or it's exclusive doesn't mean that it's hot. So me and Reflex came up and, you know, started doing some shows and, you know, started testing on air, and it just really connected with the listeners. We had a great mix of what we played from, you know, up-and-coming artists to classic veterans to, you know, the old-school stuff that we sprinkle in there to whatever. So it really just fit naturally, and Power hasn't had a show. Like, Power's never really had a mixtape show. Like, you know, in New York, you know, Who Kid has a show. Green Lantern has a show. K-Slay has a show. LA hasn't really had that because the mixtape game hasn't been that prominent out here. So we came to this, and it took a lot of time and effort, and we finally, you know, made it happen, and it's been great. And it's really the only outlet on Power where we have the freedom to play what we want. We don't have to follow the playlist. You know, and we've broken a ton of records just through our show that have gotten into regular rotation. Everything from, you know, Terrace Martin stuff to Malone to, you know, even going back to UGK and Outkast record, we broke that out here and, you know, got into everything. So it's really become a great outlet to break new music from everybody worldwide, as well as, you know, up and coming cats up there and showcases and stuff. So, but we're not just going to play stuff just to play it. We're going to make sure it's good stuff that you can enjoy.
That sounds great. Okay, so one of the...
Going back to that too, a lot of DJs don't understand, man. You're playing for an audience, whatever it is, whether you're doing a mixtape, if your audience is going to hear that, whether it's playing a club, you have that audience of 1,000 people in front of you, or whether it's that radio where you have an audience of 1,000 people in front of you. Like, if you went to whatever, like, if I went on K-Rock, I'm not going to play hip-hop because that's not the audience there, you know what I mean? Like, they want to hear rock music. So you... DJs really got to understand what the audience is and try to format that. That's trying to play, like, you know, the big artists, obviously, like the Snoop, the whoever on the radio show, and then it's to be able to break an artist like an Omar Cruz in between, you know, where we can kind of fit it all in there.
Get out your pens and pads. Get them out there and use them. You should be writing this down. This is like, you know, this is the lecture. We going to come back and we going to test you on this. Because this is real, man. This knowledge that he is giving you is, this is what the game is about. You DJs, I think you've got it locked down. You really need to think about what you're doing and listening to a man who really, in my opinion, and it's not just me, it's the general consensus, got the West Coast on lock with the DJ gang. You know what I'm saying? So you better just write it down and soak it up, and you know what I'm saying, and apply it to your life.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah, get your fucking pens and papers out, people. All right, we're going to play my pick of the week, Bang Loose, So Fly, So Fresh right now.
So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh. So fresh, so fresh.
Bang loose, you fly in a motherfucker.
How you feel?
Hot in a motherfucker.
Is that your rising high in a motherfucker?
Yeah, girl, you wanna ride in that motherfucker.
I'm so fly, so fresh, feeling like a bird, feel the breeze on my chest. It's cold, I got ice on my chest. The scarf won't work, I got ice around my neck. I ain't the floss and tie, but I will tonight. See your girl right there, she's my type. Walk up in the club like, bitch, get off me. I'ma show you motherfuckers how boss be. You can't tell me nothing like my name Kanye. I'm on my side, we shine like Hov and Beyonce. The Grey Goose got her, got Grey Goose dollars. Still old school with the lows, my chick wears Prada. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh.
Bang loose, you fly in a motherfucker.
How you feel?
Hot in a motherfucker.
Expect your vibes in the hot in a motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, you wanna ride in that motherfucker.
They say I'm stuck up, but who the hell ain't? Hollywood, baby girl, this is L.A. You better get a grip, you better stack your chip. Pushing foreign and American whips and shit. See me ice grill when I ride by. Let your bitch on my side, and she loves to play the sideline. Yeah, buddy, I'm a fresh-ass black man. Look at my wrist, that makes a blind man go damn. I'm so fly, but I still stay street with it. Ask G Malone, co-sign the boy street with it. I'm a grown man, I make grown man music. So fresh to death like Hov, come on, rock with it. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh.
Bang loose, you fly in the motherfucker. Hot in a motherfucker.
Expect your vibes in the hot in a motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, you wanna ride in that motherfucker. Bang loose, you glide in a motherfucker.
How you feel?
Hot in a motherfucker.
Expect your vibes in the hot in a motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, you wanna ride in that motherfucker.
So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh. So fly, so fly, so fly, so fresh, so fresh, so fresh.
Okay, we're back, people. We've got D's Pick of the Week coming up, but before that, I think I want to talk to you about the Patron video that you dropped on DubCNet. I'm really excited that the video finally came out, and it was fucking tight.
Oh, man. Shouts out to the boy who directed that, my man Mike. And shouts out to my boy Terry from 805 and Song Company for putting that all together, man. And, yeah, it looks good, man. The girls look good. You know, I look good. The club looks good. The alcohol was good. We were faded. If you can't tell, we was really on that Patron heavily while we did that record. So when we did the video, we had to follow suit and get heavily, intoxicated, under the influence, you know what I'm saying, slightly tipsy, being to do the video. You know, we did it tossed on the blazer, you know, with the special Patron shirt, you know, with a little bit of that yabney, a little jewelry on them, and get down with some sexy ladies. You know what I'm saying? It's good, man. That shit turned out the way that I wanted it. I didn't want to look stupid, you know, because I am the MC. I ripped that mic up, but I can have fun with the game too, so I need to make sure that I was represented in the right way. And shout out to Cass, you know, Casanova and my group who edited that whole shit down. You know, we got it all in house, man. We got Cass doing that, we got Tech doing the production, and you know, you got all of the skit, you know, so we get it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Cass definitely deserves a big shout out for all that work he put in there. It looks great.
Yeah, for real.
All right, so we're going to get into your pick of the week, and what's that?
Oh, man, my pick of the week, now this is just what I was talking about, my boy Chuck Nizzle, the block captain, the hottest producer in the game coming up right now. You know, we got the homie Ag, who actually came over from Philly with us. You know, he's all over that Philly to Cali album. You know, go cop that if you ain't got that Tangle Thoughts. Corrupt Resent, Tangle Thoughts, Philly to Cali out now.
But it's tight as fuck.
You know, Ag's all over that shit, so You know, this is a solo joint. Agnes Cummins, he's one of the, he's vicious. He's like a, he's unbelievable the way he rides that mic. He's an animal when he's the king of the cypher. You know, he taught me a lot. You know, I don't even put my pen to a page anymore when I write my shit, and that came from seeing what this homie did. You know what I mean? Text on there, killing it, my brother in this music shit, and he produced the fucking track, and he doing the hood. Holla at us, man. THO Tiger Dove Act. Get into it. Can't let go of the ghetto. Holla.
Let me hit that, homie. Yeah. We about to tell y'all some stories, right? About the ghetto. Corrupt Young Gotti.
Shirt and get murked, so you tell me which one is the worst. Now back east, they'll lay ass flat over cash and crack. Cops is giving out life sentences back to back, and snitching's the number one cause of death in the hood. If you a bitch, you should never step in the hood. From Philadelphia to the wood, they calling me back. It's me and the homie at, and Max rolling the sack. All I know is the facts. Life in the ghetto, some spend their whole lives living strife in the ghetto. It'll have you not right in the mental, gripping tight to the metal, trying to do good despite what they tell you. They got you thinking there ain't no way out. Fuck it, I guess I'm just addicted to the same old route. That's why I'm
back out on the block.
I'm back,
cause
back,
the streets keep
back,
calling. The streets
they call,
keep
call, call.
I must lay around the clock.
Round the clock, nigga.
The streets keep calling.
They keep calling.
Stay grinding day and night.
What am I doing? What I'm doing? What I'm
day and night.
What I'm doing?
And none of this shit that changed.
None.
Every hood I business in. I just can't let go. Every day I'm out there waiting. Pole flashing, they keep on chasing all these bad decisions that I keep making. Penitentiary chances that I keep taking. Cause you know the streets stay cold. Ain't nothing different anywhere you go. Stuck in the same hood in the same clothes. It's a shame, but that's how the game goes. I just can't let go of the ghetto.
Alright, we're back with our special guest DJ Ski on Coming Up with Young D. So, one of the big projects that you just released was the American Godfather Jay-Z remix album. That just went nuts. It got some national exposure on MTV. Tell us about how that whole project blew up.
It's been crazy, man. Yeah, we got a lot of love. And, you know, it's just one of those things, especially when hip-hop started being so boring. Like, I didn't even, like, I keep telling people I didn't even want to do, like, a Jay remix album because I knew everybody would be. But then I ran the idea that I had about mixing, you know, like, you know, Jay's album is based on American Gangster. So I was like, what if we took the biggest gangster movie, and just the biggest movie of all time with The Godfather, which already has a crazy soundtrack and score to it, and, you know, just compose beats with our production team that I work closely with, like guys like THX, like Rome, like EP, like Warren Campbell, like Tommy Guns. And, you know, we just got them together and banged it out literally in about a week. And a lot of, you know, some of the reviews are saying that some of the stuff's even better than the stuff on his album in that short period of time. And it's just a fresh concept. Like, you can pop it in from the front, play it all the way through, and it literally flows like a movie. I wanted to really make a movie on CD and just do something interesting and different. So we gave it out there, and, you know, the reaction's just been incredible.
Yeah, it's a really awesome CD, and if you haven't downloaded it yet, you can get it on WCNN for free.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to play a record now from that. Which record do you want to play, Ski?
Man, we can play whatever, dog. I think one of my favorites is still Party Life. There's so many good ones on there, man. Rome's ones are crazy. EP's got some crazy ones. Man, you guys can choose. It's all good. Oh, also, we got the American Godfather limited edition hoodies coming out soon. So it doesn't have, like, the album cover and stuff on it. It's just a dope hoodie, like, themed around the Godfather.
Oh, that's cool.
We're going to be announcing those soon.
Where can they pick them up?
AmericanGodfather.com. And we're going to make 800 of them, so they're going to be super limited.
Damn, people, you better jump on that.
Yeah, so look for that soon. You know, I don't have the info on it ASAP. I'm
happy.
I'll go to the record, man. Y'all can choose, man.
All right, I think we'll go with Hello, Brooklyn. I like that one a lot.
There we go.
All right, let's get into it.
Hello, Brooklyn. How you doing? Where you going? We cannot come to. If I can, I'ma be your man. You could be my lady and have my baby and drive my car.
DJ Ski, DJ Ski.
Where you going? Just take me, cause I'm so taken. If you take it, I'm just saying, baby, I'm just saying.
Like a mama, you birthed me. Brooklyn, you nursed me. School me with hard knocks, better than Berkeley. They said you murked me. By the time I was 21, that shit disturbed me. But you never hurt me. Hello, Brooklyn. If we had a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? Brooklyn Carter. When I left you for Virginia, it didn't offend ya. Cause you know I only stepped out to get dinner. And I'm eating so much of an extra. So much so the dinner's now turned into breakfast. I only Rolexes to hug your road. I love your corners, I'm half your soul. Hello, Brooklyn.
How you doing? Where you going? Can I come too? And if I can, I'ma be your man. You could be my lady and have my baby and drive my cars and drive me crazy. Whatever you're doing, baby girl, just take me. Cause I'm so taken. If you take it, I'm just saying, baby, I'm just saying. Hello, Brooklyn, what's your story? She says she ain't on the run, but she ain't ignoring. She says she got a man, but he ain't worried. But baby, I'ma have to rob him like boring. She says she love B.I.G. and she like to pop. And when I say Jay-Z, she say it's the rock. I'ma leave it like this, like this, like that. Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Have you seen her? And if she tell you something, you better believe her. She told me she like my New Orleans demeanor. And so I said, goodbye, Katrina. And hello, Brooklyn. But baby, you are the sweetest sight eyes can see. I said, hello, Brooklyn. But baby, I hope you never say goodbye to me. I said, hello, Brooklyn. But baby, you out so damn fine to me. And I remember the time, place, and the weather on the day you said hi to me. And I said, hello,
Brooklyn, you crazy.
Brooklyn.
Look how you made me. Razor blades in my mouth, walking around behaving. All demented, black hoodies and Timberlanded. Always scheming, you see the cream on the Knicks pendant. Hello, Brooklyn, you bad influence. Look what you had me doing, but I ain't mad at you. Look at my attitude, it says my life's too real. Check out my ice grill, baby, I'm cold as ice, like I'm from Brownsville. But my best in the style, though I'll flatten your bush till we smoke a CI. What up to the boy B.I.? You know I handle we got. I don't have step on the cane. Ask the dress about I. How you gone so? She like it hardcore. So I grind slow. Iller than Alice Square Mall back in the 9-0. My fine hoe, we got some victims to catch. So in a couple years, baby, I'ma bring you some next.
Hello, Brooklyn. How you do?
Yeah.
Where you going? Can I come too? And if I can, I'ma be your man. My lady and have my baby and drive my car and drive me crazy. Whatever you throw, baby girl, just take me, cause I'm so taken. If you take it, I'm just saying, baby, I'm just saying. Hello, first thing, have a baby.
All right, we're back with the special guest DJ Ski. It's coming up with Young D. D, what's going on?
Man, I'm just soaking it up. You know what I'm saying? It's not every day that you get all this. You know what I'm saying? Ski can set up a hotline. Here's a marketing idea. Where's the hotline? We can even do an email. That's what I'm saying. Where somebody can pay. You know, we can get the P.O. box. And they go ahead and sign the check to send them over, and you do like weekly industry, you know what I'm saying? You leave an email full of stuff that they can take and apply to their lives, man. Because if you want to make it in this game, man, people think it's like as easy as A and B. They don't understand that, man. I be hitting Ski up, it'd be 4 a.m. He's still grinding. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's unbelievable, man, you know, and they just really need to, you know, I think the kids up there, because anybody, the thing that I always tell, you know, is just like you said, there's so many talented MCs and gifted singers and type DJs out there in general, you know, that it could be anybody, you know, and the reason why it's not them right now is like a lot of times they're not applying themselves correctly.
Exactly.
I agree with that totally. All right, so the music industry looks like it's going to be turning into more of like a digital internet type of thing over the next few years. So where do you see like the role of the mixtape DJ forming in with that whole plan?
Man, I mean, like, you know, it's just people just got to figure out what the niche is. And there's so many different, I don't think it's going to be one solution for the music industry. Like, you know, we're going to sell CDs and we're going to sell this. I think it's going to be different for each artist and each project. You know, you might give it away for free and sell an item with it. You might just give everything away as a subscription base. You might sell each thing individually. There's just so many different creative outlets people have. Everybody's so down on the music business and in the traditional sense of selling actual physical products. It is down and kind of a wrap. Like, CDs are about to be obsolete in terms of being sold in stores and everything, but there's so many more opportunities. The internet is opening people up to be heard by, instead of just how many people buy your CDs, there, how many people download it for which can be, you know, however, you know, millions, tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people, like, you know, and there's just so many different opportunities. People just got to figure out, you know, come with creative ideas and not be afraid to, you know, take a risk and then just, you know, go out and do it. Don't try to, you know, like sign to a major label or do all this. You don't, what do you need a major label for? Because the major label isn't even going to hop on you until, you know, you're already hot and popping. And by that time, you don't need them. The only thing they do is put your store in the CD, really, at the end of the day, and give you a little, you know, they're not even really giving out any real budgets anymore. So, like, you don't even need a label. You can do it all yourself.
That's some big advice.
Yeah. There's so many opportunities. Everybody's looking at the negatives, but when the market's down, man, it's time for somebody to come in and just do it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. What other projects are you going to be working on as far as, like, not just the mixtapes, but, like, your whole marketing scheme, your whole idea for bringing the music industry together in the near future?
Man, what's going to be, you know, I'm going to leave them, you know, in terms of my stuff, I'm going to keep putting my products out pretty much for free. And, you know, just coming with some cool, like, you know, we got the American Godfather hoodie coming out that's going to be real fresh. Coming with, you know, cool, innovative stuff like that. You know, we got, obviously, the, you know, the Ski TV, which we're just, you know, closing our deals for and about to relaunch, or officially launch. We just did a beta, so that's just been going incredible. We're on a bunch of the cell phone carriers and online. We've got over 6 million views, so, man, just pushing out and doing all the different things that we have and making it all flow together.
That sounds great, Ski. Congratulations with all that.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
One artist that you've been working with a lot lately is Problem, and you've got that new street album, Mr. Fuck Everybody, coming out pretty soon. We're going to get into his record, My Way, in just a second, but tell us about what we can expect from this street album.
That Problem is crazy. That fool is nuts, man. I met him with Cherish Barton, and he's been in there a lot with Cherish, with Snoop doing some stuff, with Quick doing stuff. They all, you know, got a little team in the studio. And Problem just, you know, he another one of those grinders coming up. So he got some crazy stuff.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be on the lookout for that. All right, so let's get into it. Problem, My Way, and this one's produced by Jay Steez.
The Imperial has come, Countdown General, inferior to none. The haters all knew it, had a fear that I would come. So cheers to their fears, cock it back, watch them run. Like that, yeah, like that. Man against the machine, niggas can't fight back. My main intention is cream, homie, I need stacks. Except for all of those that slept, nigga, the dream's back. I'm so fly, need wings on my bitter act. Pussy, I'm a lion, try to find a bigger cat. Flaring like a siren, nigga, you be lying. Talking about you slanging, where the fuck do you distribute that? You act ass, nigga, boy, this ain't movie. Me, I got hot and bubbled up like jacuzzi. Then I popped up and used my rhymes like a Uzi. Got my guap up and treated y'all like some floozy. Excuse me, my engine started. Fly guy on the move, may I beg your pardon? Shit, I'm coming through and I'm high as shit. Got your bitch eyeing my fly ass fit. Fly ass whip, a fly ass pimp. I am fly as fly can get, and the West is behind my name like Kanye. Hey, fuck how y'all do it, I'm doing it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way. Fuck how you do it, we gon' do it my way. His verse is whack, they say they gon' beat him up. His clothes is weird, they say he ain't street enough.
What?
You come in then speed it up.
Come on.
Any beef you bring to me, watch me eat it up. I'm right here, nigga, I'm right here. With that Colt 45, and I ain't talking about beer. Shit, I'm talking about here. You taking those, artistic when it's spitting. Watch the thing, paint your clothes. But I ain't really that mad with them. They broke as fuck and they ain't got enough swag in them to even make me bust, to even shake me up. Let me know when them niggas done, so y'all can wake me up. Then I'll body bag them, the scene, tape it up. Leave them like leaves in the fall, they fail, so rake them up. I'm back, they counterfeit, they fake as fuck. I'm in the sky with them pastries, my cake is up. My nigga, I'm too witty, call me Dollar Bill Phil. Want money like 250s. Shit, and I'm higher than two Whitneys. Four Bobbies, and I'm busting like six Tommies. With eight mommies, all of them straight dimes. Dick in they mouth stuck together like they Siamese twins. So let's begin with the screwing. Fuck what y'all say, you know how I do it.
My way, my way. We gon' do it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way, my. Fuck how you do it, we gon' do it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way, my way, my way. We gon' do it my way. Fuck how you do it, we gon' do it my way. Next.
All right, we're back, and it's about ready to call it a day. We had our special guest DJ Ski on the show, and thanks so much for coming out and sharing all this advice with all the people, Ski.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me out there.
Definitely, it's our pleasure. D, are you still, you got your pen and your pad out still?
Man, Audio Hustle Volume 1 for Thomas. You know what I'm saying? If you know Ski put this in, got, you know who I got involved with this. It's gonna be the business, man. I guarantee, man. It's on its way.
Yeah, we got some crazy stuff, man. We just finished it up a few days ago, and now, you know, Corrupt and Be Real hosted it. And, you know, I put it together. You know, he's been that shit. And, you know, it's crazy. Just download it, dude. It's easy.
It's free, baby.
It's free.
He's giving it out for free. He ain't trying to sell it. He gets it.
All right, so we'll close out with this. Is there any advice you want to give to people that are trying to make it as like a mixtape DJ or just in promotions or radio and the music industry in general?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately it just comes down to, you know, doing it. I mean, you're going to have to do it yourself up until, like I've literally done everything pretty much myself without having management, without, you know, having really anybody else supporting me at the end of the day, like a label or anything else. And the artists that make it, you really got to do it yourself before anybody else will hop on and, you know, nothing to answer. So just get out there and work hard, make the right decisions. Don't be greedy. and now there's just so much opportunity with the online era and everything, where for you to get your music out there, where you don't even need the labels and stuff like you used to. So just get out there, you know, put it together, and you know, hard work pays off, and you know, put out a quality music, quality product, and you know, build your brand, and you're good. You know, just be smart, learn as much as you can, absorb as much as you can, make good contacts, build your network, and you know, read up on as whatever materials you can, and just try to apply it towards the real world.
All right, some great advice. Once again, Ski, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
No doubt, y'all, man. Thanks for having me, and check out that Young D mixtape. It's coming.
Yeah, mate.
Hustle hard
and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
Stack that cake, grow tall
and work.
Front that stash, hustle hard
and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
Now you know me, I put in that work. Fuck that bubbly shit, I'm sipping on Patron. Silver, that is, I'm on my grown man shit. Hustle every day and night, stacking chips till I'm rich. Something like Jordan in his prime, but I'll still crush you over in the paint like AI. Don't fuck with mines, green runs in my blood. Cool with the West, any side to show me love. MOB till the grave, conduct beat after beat. You thinking I'm a slave, y'all snoozing, y'all losing. Los is cruising, learn from the best, so motherfuck the rest. Miz and Bishop got my back, the aftermath of that. Five back to back radio tracks. Ball till I fall, I'm a fucking boss. And fuck what it costs, punk snitches get tossed.
Stack that cake, grow tall,
hard and work.
Front that stash, hustle
hard and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
Stack that cake, grow tall,
hard and work.
Front that stash, hustle
hard and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
Lay that, trap that, loop that, write it. Mix that, press that, cop that, buy it. Cock that, strap back, waistband, hide it. Swap meat, car, trunk, storefront, buy it. They be getting funny. They see me with the money. I can't lie, homie. Love it when they hating on me. I drive by, feel the eyes looking down upon me. I know despise is the feeling that they feeling for me. I don't mind steady grind, putting minds, yo. They just dying, trying to jack what they came for. Protect minds with the blade like I'm cutthroat. Never slip, show grip, weathered like a trench coat. Who the fuck is this? Sideless on the throne. Deep throat riches in the bitches that I bone. So get like me and back up that truck. Open up the back and get your weight up. Stack that cake, grow tall,
hard and work.
Front that stash, hustle
hard and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
Stack that cake, grow tall,
hard and work.
Front that stash, hustle
hard and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
My move's more secret than Scientology. You see, it's Baby Reed, let me paint you the scene. We number one in that SB sun. While we stashing them funds, you cats is chasing them crumbs. And a hummer counting tons. Your brain ain't a damn thing, change, I get it done. Who make them artists hotter? It's like Welcome Back Cotter. I'll set up for the slaughter as I peel off with your daughter. She calling me father like a priest. I bless the congregation. You're hating is Satan. Why I'm eradicating, it's blatant. Kiss the ring, just take it like communion. The fusion, all here and now. Final curtain, take a bow. Wow.
Stack that cake, grow tall,
hard and work.
Front that stash, hustle
hard and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
Stack that cake, grow tall,
hard and work.
Front that stash, hustle
hard and work.
Grab your strap if skirt.
Go to church.
Hit that strip, let's serve.
Do your dirt.
All right, we're back with our last little ending segment. Before we go, we had a special member of the DubCNN community, DubCC.com. We've got Mazip. He had a question for D. He posted in our forum today, and I told him, hell, we'll have him answer directly for you. So, D, we got the Patron video. We dropped that on DubCNN. Everyone's liking it a lot, but Mazip had a special question for you. This is what it is. I like the song, but couldn't he make a song about enjoying a cold glass of beer after work instead of a song about liquor that tastes fucking disgusting? D, your response.
Oh, man. I love beer, too, but, you know, there's something about that Patron that, you know, I gotta drink 8 beers to get a buzz. I might need about 3 shots, and I'm on one. You know what I'm saying? For those who haven't seen the YouTube footage of me smashing the whole bottle, you know, telling me that it's fancy doesn't make any sense because, obviously, I consider that to be a tasty beverage. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And we get it right. So, you know, beer is cool, but Patron is death. You know what I mean?
All right, that sums it up for you. We're going to see you guys next week, and we're going to play Patron to close the whole night out. Shout out to DJ Steve for coming on the show. We'll see you next week.
All right, peace.
This is a special dedication to the one I love. You know who you are, baby.
I need my Patron. Girl, you got me on. I hate it when you're gone. I'm all alone. Patron, there's something you should know. Girl, I can't let you go. I'm all alone. Patron,
Chick.
The bartender told me that she's all out of view. Don't know what to do. I'm so confused. I lose my cool and act a fool. You gotta know that there's no way that I could cheat on you. Dark liquor, malt liquor, baby, I can't do it. No other girl in this world is as smooth as you. And no regrets, I forget all the things we do. And though you hurt me in the morning, I'm still with you in the evening. And every time that I'm on you, I could never dream of leaving you. I need my Patron. Girl, you got me on. I hate it when you're gone. I'm all alone. Patron, there's something you should know. Baby, I can't let you go. I'm all alone. Patron.
Yeah.
Now someone once told me that I should cheat on you with Malibu. They're crazy, that's not how we do. And don't worry, there's no way I could do that to you. So Mr. Belvedere, don't bring around that Grey Goose. Cause I ain't messing with you, I ain't fucking with you. Baby, I'm headed to the liquor store to come and get you. And know you hurt me in the morning, I'm still with you in the evening. And every time I'm on you, I could never dream of leaving you. Cause I need my Patron. Girl, you got me on. I hate it when you're gone. I'm all alone. Patron, there's something you should know. I can't let you go. I'm all alone. Patron.